It's Thursday.
It is March 20th, 2014, UFF-UWF bargaining. I'm Brendan Kelly.
Anita Schoenberger. Even Sister.
Dean Yabode.
John Fink.
Ryan Demean.
Mike Manamore. Steve Malko.
Cindy Ferry just went out for a rest break.
And Mike Manamore is on the phone.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, hey Mike, what's this for?
I turned it up just a little bit.
There you go. All right. They think you're at one of the quadrants for March Madness, Mike.
Oh, really? Can they guess what game I'm at?
Whatever's on right now.
Dayton's leading Ohio State.
All right. we have some things we can start with, but if you guys want to start, whatever you would prefer.
Sure. Mike?
Mike, can you hear well enough?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, can you hear well enough?
Yeah.
So Jonathan offered that they can start or we can start?
Well, Jonathan can go ahead.
Okay. One of the things last time we talked about, we had mentioned generally that we, on the SPEs, we could think about differentiating the distinguished, excellent, satisfactory, you know, breaking it down with different percentages for a more nuanced tool. So we thought it might be helpful to kind of write some of that out to give you a sense of what that would look like, as well as to also start a conversation about what the evaluation criteria might look like to differentiate those a little bit. So that's what we've written out here. That's what I'm handing out. And again, this is just a working document. It's not in the actual article itself.
If you don't mind giving a pause, I'm going to ask our secretary to scan it and fax and email it to Mike.
Okay, that's great.
Pause. Are you pausing?
No.
Not unless
we caucus.
Okay.
Oh.
We'll have a wonderful
My revenge,
moment.
I'm recording again.
We can talk about how the game was.
That's right.
I can go ahead and explain a little bit
about
what we're doing. Okay, so probably the best place to start is actually to skip down to number three that says satisfactory pass. And what we're proposing is that there would be percentages equal to, so if you pass a distinguished would be 9%, excellent would be 6%, and satisfactory would be 3%. Right? The satisfactory pass language, this is the exact language from the current TMP guidelines of what it means to pass the SPE. And you know, I would say we're starting here. It's kind of easiest to start with the satisfactory.
Okay.
So it's the most basic pass. This is the language that is I've pasted directly from the current TMP guidelines for passing an SPE. Generally, what it means is that a faculty member in their yearly evaluations has to receive good or better in order to pass an SPE. Above that is the excellent pass level. And this would correspond with a 6% increase to base salary. And in addition to meeting all of the criteria for satisfactory pass, a faculty member would need to receive at least excellent in two categories each year for the 6 years of the program. So we think that would justify a sustained performance of excellent. So basically, you would have to receive excellent, good as a minimum every year or above to receive an excellent rating. To receive a distinguished pass, the faculty would have, in addition to meeting the excellent pass one, would in four of those years would have to receive at least one distinguished rating among any of the three, and it wouldn't have to be in the same one. It could differentiate between different categories. So the basic minimum of evaluation that someone would receive for a distinguished pass would be 2 years of excellent, good, and 4 years of distinguished, excellent, good. Right. So that would be the very minimum that one could receive and expect to receive a distinguished pass. And then, of course, if you would fail, you know, not meet the satisfactory standards, that would, of course, you would be 0% increase and would initiate the performance improvement plan, which is the current the current standard. So we thought that might be helpful to kind of round out a little bit how we think some of the percentages might correspond to evaluation criteria.
Let me just add, Mike.
Yeah.
It's being sent to you by email.
I have it.
Wow.
Isn't technology amazing?
Yeah.
I'd like to caucus for a bit. And
that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
And while you're doing that, the only other things that we were interested in today is just any follow-up on that peer panel from last time about the disciplinary action and any additional feedback about the inclusion or exclusion on the multi-year contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And those were the only other things. If you need other copies of these,
do you mind?
Yeah.
That'd be great. That was I think I was on the phone last time.
Oh, okay.
But, I'm going to hang up and meet you. You're going to call me back?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I'm in my office, too, by the way, so you can call on the landline.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Okay. Bye.
How do you spell it? Uh-huh.
U-H.
U-H.
Touch the redial button on there.
Oh, what did you tell me? Corinne, it's Anita. Is Mike Minamore there?
We've done that before. I've done that before.
Yes, come back, please.
Thank you.
Except that she didn't have the redial for that because she's using his cell phone.
Now no, now I'm using his office
phone. Now you can redial it next time.
Hello, this is me.
Hello.
Clear.
That's why they came to the
Mike,
house.
How you doing?
Great. Ohio State's taking the lead.
No details, please.
Who are they playing?
Everything is being recorded, Mike. Be careful.
Okay.
He can blackmail you. Okay. That's saying.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate the proposed evaluation criteria with tiers and percentage increases. We actually have worked on contract language for 11.3.
Okay.
And it's got some interesting overlaps. There's some aspects of it where we're in a different direction. But we want to hand this out to you to see the actual language that we were thinking about.
Okay. For Tom, a quick summary of it, or?
I want to take it. I guess I want to. I actually think 11.3B is something we've already talked about, which is the timing of the evaluation and the ability to defer, and we have a defer once in per uh-huh. career.
Uh-huh.
Three is where we also have moved in the direction of tiers.
Okay.
So we have four tiers, which is one, two, what the highest rating, we don't name it, but it's the highest that one can achieve, and we've attached a higher rate of pay than what we put on the table before. So now we're at 6%.
Okay.
Two is 4%, three is 2%, mm-hmm. and then four is unsatisfactory. So as a result of receiving an unsatisfactory SBE, you would not receive any money whatsoever. You'd actually go into a performance plan.
Okay.
Four is pretty much what we also have talked about before, which is that there'd be sort of an annual memorandum from the provost along the lines of tenure. The five is where we kind of differ a little bit because how I read your tiers, and we're going to get to a criteria in a later subsection, that the what you're kind of proposing is sort of a look back at the annual evaluation mm-hmm. and then a determination based on how one scores on those annual evaluations lands you in one of the tiers.
Uh-huh.
And what our concept was that after 6 years, you would actually submit a document indicating your work and accomplishments over the past 6 years. So it would be sort of like a tenure application,
mm-hmm.
But it would not contain the external letters of recommendation like we had discussed at one point.
Hey, Mike, can I jump in real quick and ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
It's interesting that you're... And first of all, we appreciate you guys putting this forward. I think we have a lot of overlap here, and I think we can certainly, come to a consensus on this. The language that we have and what we've designed is actually from the TMP guidelines, you know, and so it reflects the 10-year process. Right now, what you've identified as this potential. I guess tension is the best word or question between the relationship of the yearly evaluation rankings and the TMP file is one that currently exists in the TMP process itself, because we have these same kinds of rankings each year that to be promoted to full professor, for example, your yearly evaluations have you have to receive distinguished in so many, et cetera, et cetera. So that's, I think there's more overlap here than maybe it looks like at first glance. That was our intention also, was that the candidates would put forward a file similar to TMP without the letters. That was assumed.
I'm glad we got that. My job is that you explain that to us.
So
6 would be sort of the process, which is somewhat similar to tenure, where a chair looks at it and makes a recommendation, and the dean, and then the college personnel committee, and then the provost. We're not having the SBE go to the president. We're having to go to the provost would be the top level. Then 7 is that kind of offset that we talked about, that if somebody has 2 actions triggering a pay action, promotion, or SBE within a 3-year window, that the second wage action would be reduced by 2% as a sort of an offset.
So, for example, if you got a distinguished with a 6%, you would only be reduced 2%.
Yeah.
So you would still receive some value for that distinguished rating, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then this 8 is allows the faculty member to elect to suspend the running of the 6-year period whenever they're on a authorized leave.
Okay.
And then 9 is where we have to, you know, we felt we need to continue to have a conversation to flesh out what is the distinction between 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that's about it.
Okay. Places for signatures, I'm assuming this is just a proposal language. It's not to be signed.
This would be, this would have to be plugged into the larger article, and then we'd have to reach an agreement on the whole thing. This is just our formatting.
Okay. Well, I think this looks great. We're going to caucus real quickly and then talk about it. Yeah.
Let me mention one thing. University librarian and associate librarian are not tenured here at the University of West Florida.
Well, yeah, I know. But were they listed in here?
Yeah, if they're tenured faculty in the rank of professor, associate professor, university librarian, and associate librarian, there are no tenured librarian.
It's a good question to ask. So your intention is to include the librarians in the SPEs?
I guess what we would probably do is take the other ranks and drop them into Appendix A.
Yeah, the only other thing is I would say we do not have a department chair. We all report to a dean, so it makes it a little different down here. We're to a recommendation of the chair of the college committee, and the dean will be submitted. We only have one lady.
Okay,
but
we appreciate that.
But it is your intention in this language to include librarians in the SPE process?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
We are in the group meeting now.
Okay.
You got set, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, first of all, we're really glad to see that we're in similar ballparks on this, and that we're I think working productively here. A couple small things that which we would suggest, I think, is what might be for the percentages between kind of like what we outlined and what you guys outlined. we're in agreement that we have that, to have that tiered structure and progressive. What we would suggest is to split the difference and maybe do 2%, 5%, 8%. So it's a little bit more progressive. That's still basic level, is still the 2%, and then it rewards more the higher it goes up. So instead of 2, 4, 6, what we're counter proposing is 2, 5, 8. Another small thing, and we're in agreement also about the, as we've talked about previously, the size of the file should certainly resemble a 10-year file without the letters. We're certainly in agreement on that. One small caveat is we might include a language that says no letters required. Right, so there might be some circumstances where an individual faculty member might want an outside letter. Like, say, for example, they're the only person really in their department who does a specific type of research, and they might want someone else from outside to send in a letter on their behalf. We think it could be beneficial for faculty to have that option if they want to get outside letters, just not required to.
It conflicts with a little bit conflict with the second sentence, which the evidence of routine performance must be substantive. And we have a lot of faculty and departments which are in collaborative with external agencies, state, local government, community groups, other kinds of things. And external letter might be a really keen part of that. Theater, for example, if you work theater, you're cooperating with Pinto Little Theater or other things. The faculty may want to include that.
Well, and that's a good point. My assumption is always that you're getting outside faculty letters, but there might be other circumstances as well, right, you know, that people might want to have someone write on their behalf. And we're perfectly fine on number 9 of recognize to come back and discuss what it means that these different tiers mean. And we're fine with not using the yearly evaluations of trying. But the reason that we chose those specific annual evaluations is because that's how it's currently defined in the TMP guidelines for the sustained performance. And it's our sense that this gives the spirit of what we think of as these levels, right? That a sustained performance of distinguished shows, you know, a sustained is reflected in your yearly evaluations and excellence. But by no means is that the only way that those can be determined. And so, in general, this gives the spirit, I think, of how we see the levels breaking down, if not the definitive criteria or methodology. So we're happy to further discuss those. And then the last thing that we would also need to talk more about is language about the rollout and I think had a general sense of agreement that we would have a year of design and then implementation in over a few year process, but we would want to talk a little bit more about that process. But I think everything else in the spirit of we are I think on the same page.
Well, good. I guess maybe the next step for us would be to make the changes to what positions are eligible that we've discussed today.
Okay.
I think we also probably what we'll do is. I guess we'll, based on our conversation today, we'll go back and think about what language we would have as the criteria in section.
Section 9.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We'll have to get guidance on the counter
with
regard to the wage levels.
And Mike, I want to interrupt for a moment. Clarify, you're going to come back with suggestions and input on Section 9 as well.
I think at this point, I think it's helpful to kind of, because we've been talking globally about it, to have a more clearly divided back and forth, right? So, because we both bought in simultaneous proposals, which is great. I think it's nice to see they're on the same page. But if they had been wildly divergent, that next step would have been muddied a little bit. So I think what we would propose is that to take what we've outlined as our criteria for evaluation and the spirit of it, and then for you guys to put forward at our next meeting, if you have time within the next week, what that might look like, you know, from your perspective, of your interest in that. So we'll if it's okay, we'll wait to get your response on the evaluation criteria.
Thank you. I have a suggestion on how to include the librarian, and I would suggest a second sentence that would say something like, "University librarian or associate librarian shall go through this process the 6th year after they have either been hired or promoted to one of those positions."
The librarians have a parallel structure. They have one more beginning step than we do, but they have a parallel structure to tenure. So associate librarian and university librarian are the equivalent of associate professor and university and
when
full
we hire,
professor.
We
so
hire
that's pretty
right.
easy.
Sometimes we've hired people at the associate professor level. And so therefore, I was thinking but if we hire them an assistant professor or some point, they go up for associate professor, and they achieve that. And I'm thinking maybe that would be the mark 6 years from that point with a sustained.
When they go, can I ask you a question? When they go up, do they prepare like a dossier?
Yes.
Like, okay,
exactly.
I got gotcha.
Prepare a full dossier.
And who are the people that make the determination?
It goes to the dean of the library, then it goes to the provost, and then it goes to the president, just like.
Okay.
Yeah, they have
okay.
a parallel structure
okay.
that we have
okay.
of what college can be.
It's considered the same rank as a professor, associate professor, assistant professor.
The percentage increases are also equivalent.
Yeah.
So it's already built in, mirroring the TNP.
We've had people get doctorates and get 13% increase, whatever the doctoral thing is. So, but that's what I would suggest. Maybe a sentence that said the 6 year occur after the appointment hiring, or the achievement of one of those, right? The achievement of the associate or university level.
So may I ask that you prepare a proposal on that ish, on that part of
I can write that.
Okay.
That.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I can write that up.
All right, great. So I think everybody knows what they need to do for next week. And Jonathan, in response to the other point that you made, our initial reaction to the proposed change to the discipline article with a peer review is that, unfortunately or unfortunately, discipline tends to be, in any event, kind of sometimes a very litigious,
mm-hmm.
emotional process. And so our first reaction is that we probably would like to continue with the process that we have now, which is pretty formalized.
Sure.
Which is, that there's the language of the contract about what constitutes discipline and how you proceed pre-disciplinary action, and then the rights of the individual to challenge the discipline in the grievance and arbitration process.
Sure.
Yeah. But that's kind of our thought right now. But we can still continue to talk about it.
My understanding of the way that this peer panel works, and I certainly hear you, is we're not proposing any change to the actual structure like the litigious components of disciplinary action. My understanding of the peer panel is that the way it works is it's a non-binding advisory panel that provides additional feedback that those in charge of the disciplinary process can consider.
I understand that, although I'll be honest with you. I think that if you and I'll actually reach out to Florida State and have some conversation with the people over there about what their experiences have been, and I'll share that with my team. I guess my concern is this: in reality, the peer review will drive the entire process because I don't know how. I don't know how you get a peer review recommendation and then say, we're not going to follow that, we're going to terminate somebody, even though we have peers saying not to terminate them. Or vice versa, for that matter. United and the peer review says, yeah, go ahead, terminate them. And then when we get to the point where we're going to take action, we think twice about it. And for some mitigating circumstances, we decide not to. Because it does work run both ways.
Yeah.
If there are times when through a deliberative process, we decide that we're going to reduce the disciplinary action that we're about to take. So, but if we have a group out there that's saying, terminate this person, not terminate them, suspend them for a significant period of time, not, it really, I think, makes it very difficult for us to go through our own deliberative process.
Mm-hmm.
Because anything that we do then has to be standardized against what we got out of the peer review.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Anita, do you have any other thoughts besides that? I mean, that was my kind of reaction to it.
No, I don't have anything to add to that. I think you understand. You've expressed well our thoughts.
It's a good. It's an interesting perspective. I hadn't thought of a lot of those components. I know we do have that kind of divergence you've outlined sometimes in the promotion structure. You'll have the personnel committees will sometimes make one recommendation in one direction, and then that will be overturned in other directions. On the upper administrative level. So that divergence does exist.
The big difference, though, is that if, let's say, the final decision is to award tenure or not to award tenure,
yeah.
and it's contrary to a recommendation that occurred in a previous, because eventually it's going to happen both ways, where someone gets tenure
and
one of the interim steps is recommended against it, and then the other way around.
Yeah.
But then academic decision's not arbitrated.
Yeah.
Where in discipline, now you have another layer after the decision has been made, and that's grievance and arbitration.
Okay.
So there's a big difference in terms of process.
Okay. Well, and that's fine. This is this is not a any sort of essential deal breaker for us for the entire contract. It's something that I wanted to get feedback on and thoughts on. So I think that's a good idea for maybe to consult with your peers at Florida State of where kind of the rubber meets the road on this and how it's been implemented and also maybe consult with the upper administration in our university. My thought was that it might be something they would appreciate as well, to in complicated situations where they might not know, they might want additional feedback on a circumstance along these lines. So that's something that if you want to look into more or whatever, we're
we will do that.
And we're flexible on it. It's not something
good.
That's...
Good, Jonathan. I appreciate that. We don't really have anything else to add on the continuing contract at this time.
Okay.
We'll talk throughout the week, and maybe we'll have something next week.
And any other thoughts on the multi-year contracts or instructor lecturers or the inclusion?
No, that's what I meant. I'm sorry. I meant multi-year. We just don't have anything fresh on that for this session.
Okay. So just to sum up for next time, you guys will bring in the your version of what you more defined criteria for evaluation. And we will prepare how to include the library faculty in that evaluation system.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Good.
All right, everybody. I think Ohio State pulled this out.
Okay. Good. Okay.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank
Mike.
You. Bye, Mike.
And we'll just, on the 28th, we'll just get everything.
That's our date, 28th.
Yeah, 28th. Yeah, next Friday.
And so I think it's been noticed, yeah.
It's been noticed,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's at, I think it's in the afternoon, isn't it? Like 2 o'clock, maybe?
I thought it was 10.
Maybe it's 10. It's been noticed.
It's on my calendar.
Yeah, so.
And I told you I won't be here for that.
Okay, but I'll work with you, David.
I'm out of town that day.
Thank you, folks.
I appreciate it.